This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Lakewood tattoo parlor will pay a man almost $5,000 after the business discriminated against him because of his HIV status. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The settlement agreement was announced by the U.S. Attorney's Office and resolves a claim a man made under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The man with HIV disclosed his status to a tattoo artist at Iconic Ink Tattoo in March 2020. After that, he was refused service. Both the tattoo parlor and the artist are compensating the man, and the tattoo company agreed to develop a non-discrimination policy and train its employees. No one is supposed to ask any potential customer about HIV status. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The federal government has restarted a salt control project that was shut down after it triggered an earthquake. CPR's Joe Wirtz explains.
The Paradox Valley unit near Grand Junction extracts extremely salty underground water to prevent it from contaminating the Dolores River, which feeds the Colorado River. To do that, it injects the briny water into a well that's 3 miles deep. This process has triggered small earthquakes in the area since the mid-90s, but the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation shut it down after a 4.5 magnitude quake in 2019. The site will now operate at a reduced capacity for 6 months while officials monitor seismic activity. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, housing prices are up again and to a new record. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors reports the median sale price for a single-family home in Colorado Springs hit $487,000 in May, up $3,000 from April. In Colorado Springs and around Metro Denver, it turns cloudy this afternoon with a chance for thunderstorms and highs today close to 80, getting warmer later in the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.